Play Vendetta of the Fallen.
And you're listening to Erk FM.
Erk FM Metal Monday starts now. G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode number 16 of Erk FM Metal Monday, down the pipes and into your ears each and every Monday at 11 on Erk FM and also on Trax Radio. Find out more information about the show at erkfmmetalmonday.com. This episode of Erk FM Metal Monday is brought to you by a Shifty Jellies Pocket Cast. More information about that shortly. Anywho, we have some great metal for you as always on this episode of Erk FM Metal Monday. We're going to kick this episode off called Venom, Venom, Venom Off. And we're going to have some music that I have recently heard at Venom by some great Sydney metal bands. And then we're going to continue on with some overseas metal as well. So strap yourself in. Let's kick things off with some Segregation.
We'll be right back.
This is Eric from Warfaction. You're listening to Erk FM. This is Metal Monday.
Try to me for dead. You do not care what I've become, who I am. Bastard, I tell you just how I feel. Bastard, I tell you just how I feel.
Oh, no. I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
Irk FM.
Yeah. Yeah!
Hi, this is Melina from Emotus, and you're listening to Irk FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to Irk FM.
This is Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to Irk FM's Metal Monday.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 16 of Erk FM Metal Monday. I just thought I'd let the music play there. Some great bands so far, and some more to come. All of those bands who I've just played, I have heard recently, because I have seen them live recently, and all at Venom, which is just across the road from Central Train Station. Anywho, let me tell you who we've heard so far. To start up the episode, we had a double play from Segression. We heard Hero Anthem, and we also heard Bloodlace Black Day. And I saw Segression on New Year's Eve. More about that in a moment. Then we heard Whiskey Smile with their song T-Rex. After that, we heard Many Ions Apart with their demo version of their song Bastard. And then after that, three songs that might be a bit familiar to you if you've been a long-term listener to Erk FM and Erk FM Metal Monday. Burning Bridges by Foundry Road, and Double by Immodus, Villains and Loopholes, and the song that you can hear now called Lash. So let me tell you a little bit about Segression. I played two songs from theirs to open the episode, Hero Anthem and also Bloodlace Black Day. I saw these guys at Venom on New Year's Eve, and because their set was 90 minutes and it was just before midnight on the 31st of December on New Year's Eve, it carried over until after midnight on New Year's Day, so they were the last band that I saw in 2011 and the first band that I saw in 2012. And it was very good, actually, because what they said was, we're not going to mark the actual end of 2011 until we finish this song, so we're going to have a countdown after the song. So we sort of made our own New Year's Eve celebration, but there was a lot of people there and it was a really, really great night. So Segression, let me tell you a little bit about those guys. For the best part of a decade, Segression were at the forefront of the Australian metal scene. Their dynamic and energetic shows during numerous tours of Australia and the US earned them the right to share the stage with such luminaries such as Ozzy Osbourne, Pantera, Slipknot, Fear Factory, Soulfly, Machine Head, Hatebreed, Shadow Falls, Strapping Young Lad, Suicidal Tendencies, Fox XY, Cradle of Filth, and Cathedral. Their back catalogue includes four successful albums, including LIA, Fifth of the Fifth, Smile, and Segression. And the Smile album is still one of the biggest selling metal records in Australian history. Their new album is out now called Never Dead, and you can get that through iTunes and the usual downloady places. The album itself debuted at number one on the iTunes Metal chart here in Australia and stayed there for 10 days. The single, which you can hear now, Hero Anthem, that was released in March 2011, that debuted at number two on the iTunes Metal chart. And so that was rather cool. So I really enjoyed those guys. That was Segression, and they are awesome. As always, if you want to find out more information about any of these bands, you can go to the show notes at erkfmmetalmonday.com, click on the links and find out more. Go check them out if you can, or listen to their music. And if you do interact with them on the social networks, let them know that you heard them here on Erk FM Metal Monday. So here's a bit more Segression. Where are you now? And all the lessons you've given us. Where are you now? Now we're listening to Whiskey Smile and their song called T-Rex. Saw these guys recently at Venom. They were on with my buddies Emotus. And I didn't know that these guys are local to me as well, out here in Western Sydney. So again, it's just amazing of travel an hour to get in towards the city and then find a band who literally live 5 minutes away from me. It's very, very interesting. They're a five-piece rock metal band from Western Sydney. They describe themselves quite simply as sweet dudes rocking tunes. And after hearing those guys live and seeing the crowd reactions to them the other night, it's hard to argue against that. Their band interests may not surprise you. Rock and roll, whiskey, and women. They describe their influences as Maylene and the Sons of Disaster, Cancer Bats, Every Time I Die, Morning Tide, Gallows, Motley Crue, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, and everything in between. So I'm definitely going to have to keep an eye on these guys as well. So much local talent in and around the Sydney metal scene, and I dare say that there's more that I haven't discovered as well. If you have any local Western Sydney or Sydney metal that I should know about, or anywhere else in the world, get in contact with me, urquot@gmail.com, or check the website urquotfmmetalmonday.com and tell me about it so I can share them with myself and the rest of the nearly 15,000 listeners around the world who absolutely love their music at 11. This is Whiskey Smile, and the song that I'm playing is T-Rex. As you may have been able to figure out, this song is called Bastard. It's a demo version, but the boys from Many Ions Apart tell me that there's more material coming out soon. And of course, I'll be more than happy to play it. They're a five-piece progressive metal slash alternative rock band from Sydney. I also saw them on the same bill with Emotus and the last band that we had, Whiskey Smile. And I don't know if these guys have actually gigged together with Whiskey Smile before or anything like that, but I'm Going to have to keep my ears open for these guys as well. The artists that they like include Slayer, Miseries, Signals, Tool, Deftones, Faith No More, Tesseract, The Human Abstract, Scale the Summit, Animals as Leaders, and Chris Lilley. Their band interests very similar in some degree to Whiskey Smile. They love beer, bourbon, and football. And so here are Many Ions Apart with their demo, Bastard. And of course, regular listeners to IrkFM Metal Monday will know that this is Burning Bridges by Foundry Road, who I saw on New Year's Eve. Always enjoy seeing the boys, and they've been working on some new material. They released, or they played, I think pretty much for the first time, a new song on New Year's Eve. which was absolutely awesome. Unfortunately, I can't think of the name of it at the moment. I know it started with MM because that's what it said on Explained Setlist. And of course, their two newer songs that they've also played live in Derail and Behind the Filter. They released their debut album, The Flood of Isolation, in 2009. I've been following these guys for over a year now. There's a lot of people who want to hear Safety Dance. Every time someone mentions Safety Dance, they don't necessarily know about the metal version. And so I direct them to YouTube and the Foundry Road version on there. And of course, by the time that this episode is released and the time that you're hearing it, we'll hear how Explained, the vocalist, otherwise known as Clown Boy, went for his quest to become Mr. Alternative. So we'll find out how he goes, or how he went actually, we'll find out how he went for that. So there's more things coming up in the pipeline, and by the way, congratulations to Brad, the drummer from Foundry Road, because he's just picked himself up a new gig as a drummer, not surprisingly, in a Metallica tribute band called Damage Inc. And so not only will you see Brad drumming for Foundry Road and also occasionally electric drumming for Lab 64, but you'll also be able to see him drum for a Metallica tribute band. So now I know why Brad has been saying that he is the table.
I am the table!
And thank you to the power of Twitter and to Brattles. I can tell you that the song that Foundry Road did on New Year's Eve was called Mechanical Mind. Thanks, dude. We'll be right back.
win!
Modus, yes, Modus. We're hearing from a Modus with this song, Villains and Loopholes. And I love this song, absolutely love it. I saw these guys live for, you know, the 20 millionth time at Venom. And it's always, in a way it surprises me, but in a way it doesn't surprise me. Because, you know, I'm up the front, you know, I'm moshing along, I'm singing the words, you know, getting the words wrong according to Melina, their bass player. And I'm always hearing in the crowd during the set and also afterwards, wow, these guys are awesome, where have they been hiding? And they haven't been hiding because they've been out there, they've been recording an album, they've been gigging fairly regularly, and of course they have their album launch for their album Smokescreen on the 18th of February in Marrickville in Inner Western Sydney. And so yeah, I, you know, really really enjoy these guys. They don't put on a bad show live. You can rely on them to always produce a great show, and they always seem to pick up more fans after every show that they go to, which is absolutely awesome. So I hope you've enjoyed the music that we've had so far from Suggression, from Whiskey Smile, from Many Ions Apart, Foundry Road, and also Modus. Lots more Australian music coming up as I find it, but of course we have some international acts coming up as well. This episode of Urk FM Metal Monday is brought to you by Shifty Jelly's Pocket Cast. And did you know that there's no download limit when it comes to Pocket Cast? Unlike the iPod or iTunes, when you're out and about mobile, there's no limit when it comes to Shifty Jelly's Pocket Cast, as Dead Man from Dead Man Industries recently discovered. So it doesn't matter if you're on Wi-Fi or if you're on 3G, or 4G if you're lucky and you are in a place that has 4G, you can download, doesn't matter where you are in the world, via your iPhone or your Android, and you can get Urk FM Metal Monday directly down the pipes and into your phone at 11 each and every Monday, and you don't have to worry about stupid data limits. So we're going to continue on now with our overseas artists, and I'm going to have to do some more searching for metal bands from our neighbours across the ditch in New Zealand. with one of my Music Sapphire's AirPlay Direct, I was only able to find this one band, so I'm going to have to do a bit more searching. We're about to hear from Darklight Corporation and their song called Lockdown. So let me tell you about them. Darklight Corporation from New Zealand. Darklight Corporation. They are hard, heavy, and industrial. They still remain a pop influenced simplicity. The guitar-based rock is injected with electronica to create a sound that's melodic yet never light. So we will hear about them now. They're together for just over a year. They released their debut album with well-known marketing and distribution company Isaac Promotions and Universal Music New Zealand. So that's quite cool. They've also had signed with US metal label Twisted Hillbilly Records. So let's hear from Darklight Corporation now and their song called Lockdown. You're listening to OKFM Metal Monday, episode number 16, brought to you by Pocket Cast by Shifty Jelly. Links in the show notes.
Centered Self.
We? What's this we business?
We.
We're a band?
We are a band.
What's your name?
Simon.
What's my name?
Alan.
Why did I get you to tell me that?
I don't know. And you're listening to
Oak FM Metal Monday.
Monday! Monday! Monday!
Monday!
For the penultimate song of IRC FM Metal Monday, that was SIC with their song called Keep It To Yourself. And their album, which is coming out, is called Fighters They Bleed, and it is coming soon. And I would like to tell you a bit more about them, but I'm finding it a little bit difficult to do that at the moment. If you want to find out more about the artist, and hopefully more than I do, you know, the show notes at irkfmmetalmonday.com and find out more about them. Okay, here we go. SIC was formed in 2002. In 2003, other people joined the band and things were on a ride. In February 2005, the band really began to take shape. They remain focused on what their music should sound like, and they're constantly writing and rearranging songs for anticipation for their debut album, which should well and truly be out now, called Pandemonium. And so they are from Denmark, which is absolutely awesome, because that leads perfectly from the previous band that we had called Mind Mirror, and the song that we heard from Mind Mirror was called 15 Years. Now, Mind Mirror, I sort of found Mind Mirror in a roundabout sort of way, actually. They posted a YouTube video on my Insomnia Radio Australia page. Now, they're not actually from Australia, so I don't play music that isn't Australian on that show. And so I sent them a message and I says, well, I can't really play you on Insomnia Radio Australia, but because you're metal, I want to play you on IRC FM Metal Monday. So they said, no problem, and we'll send you some tracks, and they did, and they are from Finland. So there's lots of European metal, as you've heard over coming weeks, and Finnish metal is really awesome. Finnish, Swedish, Norwegian, the whole Scandinavian sort of area, it's really great. They create elements from modern melodic metal, and they combine that with melancholy to create awesome, catchy music. They have just released a new single, 15 Years, which is what you just heard, along with a music video, and their album War of Annihilation is out now. We have one song to come here on IRC FM Metal Monday, episode number 16. 16 episodes already, wow. And the song that we're going to have is called Final Stand, Fistful of Fire, Fistful of War. Their album out is called Texas Car Bomb, I think. Or No, their debut album is coming soon. One of their songs is called Texas Car Bomb. They're from Fort Worth in Texas in the US, and we're about to hear from them now. Final Stand, a rather appropriate song for the end of the episode. I'll be back after this to wrap things up. Thank you to everyone for listening to Irk FM Metal Monday, episode number 16. Thank you to the artists for supplying their music as well, and our other music came to you courtesy of Airplay Direct. On this episode, we have heard from Segregation, Whiskey Smile, Many Ions Apart, Foundry Road, Emotus, Darklight Corporation, Mind Mirror, SIC, and Fistful of War. Music supplied directly by the artist and also via Airplay Direct. All music on this episode and on Irk FM Metal Monday is supplied with direct permission by the artist or under agreements with various music content providers. The rights to the music remain with the original rights holder. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license in Australia. Don't forget to check out the supporters of Irk FM, Metal Monday, and also other bands have been featured on here and a lot more by going to irkfmmetalmonday.com. Until next time, I'm Irk. If you can, go out to a gig, support the scene, and I'll be back next Monday on Irk FM Metal Monday for episode number 17. Till then, thanks for listening.
Don't hate me because I'm metal.
And good night, Interweb.